Tonight's shir, Siman Reish Samach Vov, Si'if Beis, Gimel Dald, He, and Vov. Si'if Beis. Im Ein Imo, Ein Yehudi. This yid is walking on the road. Sun is setting, Erev Shabbos. There's no non-Jew for him to give his wallet to. Menicho al chamaro, then just put it on his donkey. Ukadesh lo yechayiv mishul mechamer, in order to prevent him from violating the issa mechamer, what's mechamer, perish manigas a chamor, to lead the chamor, to lead the donkey. Iika akir vanocha, because there's an issa mechamer when the animal moves from one location and stops at a second location. So the akira is movement from one spot, and hanocha is when he gets to the second. So what we say he should do is, the fellow with the wallet, menicho la'acha she'oko yad v'regel lechas. He should only put the wallet on the donkey when the animal has already begun to move. When it's lifted up, it's hand and foot to go. The lav akira, he said, there's no akira, there's no moving from its first spot. Ukshiomedes, and when it stands still, when it makes a stop, no lohemenu, you take it back off, so that it's not on when it starts to move. And then when it begins to move again, Yanichena put it back on the animal. V'yesh, or even some say, shetzerch li zoher milahan higa b'kol rom, that one should also be careful not to guide the donkey with a loud voice, kozman shekisaleh, as long as his wallet is on the donkey. V'ma ez v'hula yirka v'alachamor, he should not ride the donkey. But he should walk with his own 2 feet. Now, if he has to go beyond the tchum, because he's afraid of bandits or some other danger, or even if he's in the tchum and there's a danger, then we let him ride on the donkey, just sitting on the donkey. There's no any Yehudi with him. Or let's say there is a non-Jew with him, but he doesn't trust him. Same thing. So he could put the wallet on the donkey. We're concerned there will be an is of mechamer when the animal moves from a stationary position and comes to rest later. Manik chamor to una kurui mechamer. To guide a donkey that's carrying a load is called mechamer. V'isuro humina terah. This is a terah iser. The pasuk says, you and your animal cannot do work. Chazal taught us the word salam that it means to say, it refers to an activity that's done in partnership between person and animal. The animal is carrying a load, and the human being is going after it, guiding it with his voice and similar. The iser is only going to be violated when the animal moves from one position to another because of the person guiding it. The pasuk says, don't do malacha, it's not called malacha without akir and hanocha. This is true also for the iser of the animal doing work. Therefore, he only puts the wallet on the animal after it's already begun to move. So he's not causing the akira. He's not doing the akira, the moving from the stationary position. So he puts it on the animal after it begins to move. Even if he doesn't own the animal, so there won't be an iser shvisas behemto. He still has to be careful with this. The iser mechamer shayecha filu behemes chacherin, because the iser of mechamer applies even to someone else's animal. The kolshkein ima behemes shalom. Certainly, if it's his own animal, diketati. Then you have two iser mechamer ushvisas behemto. One, he's doing mechamer. And second, his animal isn't resting. So when the animal moves is when you put the wallet on, and when it stands, you take it from it, so then you'll put it back on the animal when it begins to move again. Now let's say it doesn't want to go by itself. He can encourage it to go. If there's no saddle on it, Umishum kivan shebet chilas hilucho ein shum dov amunach lessons. When it begins to walk, there's nothing on it. Ein shayach b'zeh isa mechamer, there's no isa mechamer. V'kolzeh kesha ha-behema hi levada, this is if the animal is alone. Alam hi moshachis ba'agol, but if the animal is pulling a wagon, kesha yigor aleh b'kor lehaskar lelech achar sha'amda, if he shouts at it with his voice to get it to move after it had stopped, who overall isa mechamer, he's doing the isa mechamer because it's carrying the wagon. V'ein l'shum eitzah lehim aleit me'isr zeh, he really has no way to resolve this isr, that filum hifkra behema, because even if he would give up ownership of the animal, ve'inu oival isa shvisas behemto, so there's no isa of his animal working. Halal kaponim oival isa mechamer, he's still over the isa mechamer, like we said before, that it applies to someone else's animal too. Valkain, therefore, im kasha lo la'amod mekamo, if it's difficult for him to stay in one spot, yira l'shlorach l'makam ha'samuch v'yav misham en yehudi sheyavi ha'galam alon. What he should do is send to a nearby town to have a non-Jew come out to meet him to bring the wagon to an inn. The yafkar behema, he should make the animal hefker. Shlo yavar al shvisa behemta, so his animal isn't working. Ubezeh yusulak mikol michsholim, in this way he is saved from any michshol. He's not going to stumble because by making the animal hefker, his animal isn't doing mulacha, and there's no mechamer because he got a non-Jew to do the mechamer. The kolzek shubetoch hatchum. Now this is if he's in the tchum. But if he was on the road and it became Shabbos and he's beyond the chum of the nearest city, ain lo heter klal, then he's no heter to do anything. Unless it's a makom sakana. So Shulchan Aruch says that what he has to do is make sure the animal isn't carrying anything on its back when it starts moving, and then he puts the wallet on the animal. And when the animal stops, he takes it off the animal. When it starts to go again, puts it back on. The simple language is that he doesn't take it off the animal's back until the animal stops moving. The Rambam holds that when the animal is about to stop, before it stops, take it off the animal. That there shouldn't be an akira or a hanocha. That's how Lavush quotes it. But the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says, that we don't care if the animal stops carrying the wallet, we just care it shouldn't start carrying the wallet. So you want to make sure that when it begins to move, there's nothing on its back. And then you can wait till it stops to take it off its back. Sifkatan Yud, if it's a sakana, then he can go beyond the tchum, and he could ride the animal, even if it's in the tchum. V'afilu v'chulu, perish, v'oz ein iser k'sheyech baraglov, if it's in the tchum, there is no iser to walk, el daf gemurach, if the iser is riding. Afilu hocha yachal yirkov, but still he could ride. Machmas hakon, if it's a danger to stay where he is. V'kol shkein k'shechus tchum, and certainly if it's beyond the tchum, the yase iser b'lav hachi b'alichas, if there's an iser anyway to walk. V'vada yachal yirkov, so he can ride, li'nat samayhem, and be safe from the sakonah. Now the Beis Yosef has a svara that maybe you're always better off riding than walking, because when you're riding, we say chay nos es atzmo, so that should pater him from the iser of carrying something. So he's not carrying anything. Chay nos es atzmo. Achudocha oser sham, but he pushes this svara aside. I shall look over there. Vafilu lefi svara, and even according to that svara, Dafkalin Yerchiva, this only allows riding on the animal itself. Al Kshabahima Moshechis Bekaron, but the animal that's dragging a wagon, Afilo Makaron Gavoa, so even if the wagon is 10 high, and you could say there's no Isat Chum Lamalami Asara, Lakuli Amatov Yosef Shelech Baraglov, it's still better to walk with your feet, Nishiyosh Bekaron, than sit on the wagon, Kadei Yeshiva, because when he sits on the wagon, Oival Isser Shemesh Balachayim, Begam Al Tchumin, he's over on the Isser when he sits on the wagon. He's over the issur of using the animals and the issur tchum. Masha ein kenem yirch baraglov, as opposed to walking, lo yavarak al tchumin, he's only over the issur of tchum. He says you shouldn't, the issur is using animals. I would assume he means the issur of shvisas behemto. Ulevad kol eile, and besides this, motzu agde yeshiv b'karon, also have a problem. When you sit on the wagon, it's very common, lavar al issur mechamer, that you'll be doing the issur mechamer too. But if it's a case of sakon hakol shor, which means everything is mutter, get on the wagon, shout at the animal to go as fast as it can, We're not worried about Macham, we're not worried about Shvisa Behemta, we're not worried about Chum if it's a Sakana. Kasev, HaPrima Godin, Prima Godin writes, Yesh Yisor, one should be careful. Keshomedes B'Shabbos B'Shos HaRabim, Agol Reikonis Im Susim. That if he sees on Shabbos, in a public place, on the street, an empty wagon with horses attached, Shlilag B'Akol, not to raise his voice and make the horses move. Via Kimachamer, he'll be over this Machamer. I feel behem a sachim, even if belongs to someone else. Hoshik Salamak, I said it before. For Koshkin, Agolis, the Muchim, Mechorf, and especially the low wagons of the wintertime, Shakorin, Shlitin, I think they were a sled. Maybe it's a sleigh. The Ain Govon Asar, it's not 10 high, and you'll have an issue of Chosid Chum also. If it's Malam Asar, we avoid the Chum. If it's within Asar, we worry about Chum. So as you walk down the street, be careful, the animals will move because of you. Siv Gimel. Haya imo chamor v'cheresh shayta v'katan. Let's say he had a choice. There was no non-Jew, but he had his donkey. And with him was either a deaf mute, a shayta, or a child. The halach is in a chenel chamor. Put the wild on the chamor. V'lo yitnenu le'achad me'elu. You don't give it to the others. Mishtabur sefka and yiraf le'achad me'elu. You don't give it to a human being. Shehen b'nei adam kamoso. They're people like he is. Even though the cheresh, shoyt, and katan are not obligated to mitzvahs, since they are people, you may confuse and give it to a person who is mechuyev mitzvahs, and therefore we'd give it to the donkey. Siv dalid, haye imo, cheresh v'shoyt. Let's say he has no donkey, no nanja. With him is a yiddish deaf mute and a yiddish shoyt. The loch is in en l'shoyt. Give it to the shoyt. L'fisha ein lo das klal, because he does not have das at all. As opposed to the cheresh has some degree of das. Mishtabusuk on your base klal, the shoyt has no das. Al cheresh died the kalishta isle. We say in halacha the cheresh has a weak das. There's a degree of das, not as strong as a non cheresh, but there's definitely das there as opposed to the shoyt. So if hey shoyt of a katan, if with him is a shoyt and a katan, the din is yinel l'shoyt. Give the wild to the shoyt. Shahakotan Yavo the Chaldas, because the child will come to Das. Cherish for cotton. Now what do you do if it's a cherish and a cotton? The cherish has a mile that there's a weak das. The cotton has a mile, he'll come to Das. Yitnana Lamisha Yirtsa. Give it to whichever one you want. The call echad yeshla mile for the atzma. Each one has his own mile of a canal, like we said before, and therefore they're equal. So the Be'er Locha points out, Yenel Misha Yirtse, give it to everyone which one you want. Kasa Pimagod, the Pimagod demites yearly, that a davka she'eno b'no. This case, it seems to me, has to be when the child is not his son. Avo b'no katan, shu bar chinuch medrabanon, but if it's his son who's the katan, and is in chinuch medrabanon, Yenel l'cheresh v'shoita, it goes to a cheresh or a shoita, not to his son. Umestapik sham, and he's in doubt, the Efshar Filah Machesh Shoytu Beno. Let's say the Cheresh and Shoytu are also his children. She'enon Bar Chinuch Kmo Katan. They don't have the same din Chinuch as the Katan. This is a Chiddush Pirkei Avot who talks about other places. That could be there's no din Chinuch by a Cheresh and a Shoytu. And though, so therefore, even if they're all his children, there's a mile over the Katan to the other two. Zivav. Yesh Oimim. Some say, when he gives to one of these, the cheresh or the shoyt or the cotton, minich alav kshu mahalek, when olimena kshu omeid, he should put it on the cheresh, give it to the cheresh or shoyt as he is walking. You have to start to move, and take it from him when he comes to stop. V'davka kishenoisn lahem meshechashechad. The Rambam says that's only if you are giving them the wild when it's dark. But if you give it when it's daylight, there's no problem at all. Very similar to what we said with the animal in Sif Beis. The reason is we don't want the cheresh or shoyt and cotton to do a Torah Isser because of him. Even though there's no requirement of shvisa, he doesn't have to make sure they rest like the animal. At the same time, it's forbidden to feed them something forbidden. We learn this at Shimon Gimel by children. For then the cheresh will show you the same as two by cheresh and show you the commotion as bar shom as is clarified there. Sifkant is only be oid yom. But if you give it to them when it's daylight, there's no concern. Does in a nikus a machel be a dime? Because then you're not feeding them the iser. Keeping the out they die unless by iser, because there is no iser right now. The fact that the cheresh shoyt or cotton will rest after it's dark, and then he'll begin to move again. He's doing that on his own. He doesn't have to stop them from doing an iser. Therefore, he doesn't have to take the wallet off of them when they stop. When it comes to an animal, he's obligated to make sure his animal rests. Not to mention, he's also following it and leading it. Then even if he put it there when it was daytime, he will be obligated to remove it from the animal when it stops after nightfall to urinate or anything similar. Then only put it back on when the animal begins to move. In order to make sure the animal is not doing both the akira and hanocha with his wild on Shabbos, and violate this isur. Now the Magen Avraham is inclined to be strict even by daytime, not like this Ramah, that even if you gave the wild to a child or a cheresh by daytime, that it's a concern. It would seem that by a karmelis one could be lenient, like the Ramah, but in a shisarab and a fulfish rab, not to be lenient. The Be'aloch has long and rechus asking the kasha, why does it help that you start me with yom? Lamais, as soon as it's dark outside, so he's doing an iser straight out because he's carrying your wallet. So he has to come on to this word. Well, he's doing it on his own at that point in time. But it's not so poshut. So he has a rechus to discuss it. And the Magen Avraham Lamais is machmir. But in a karmelis, which is anyway, she's starting to do a bonon, so that's when he says he can make all like the Ramah.